Exercises 7 through 9. Many centuries ago, an African king sent his son to the temple to study under one of the tribe's great spiritual leaders. Because the prince was to succeed his father as king, the wise old sage was charged with teaching the boy the basics of success, abundance, and prosperity. When the prince arrived at the temple gates, the master sent him alone deep into the forest surrounding the village. After several months of introspection, the prince returned to the temple to describe all that he had heard. "What did you hear, my son?" the old man asked. "Master," the prince replied energetically, "I could hear the birds chirping, the owls hooting, the leaves rustling, the bees buzzing, and the whistling of the wind." When the young boy had finished, his teacher was visibly upset. Not receiving the answer that he wanted, he instructed the prince to visit the forest again. "Go back," he urged, "and this time listen more intently to all the sounds within the forest." The young warrior was puzzled by the old man's request. Had he not discerned every sound already? For days and nights on end, the boy sat motionless in the woods, unable to detect any other sounds. Then one morning, as he sat silently beneath the sun, the prince began to discern faint sounds unlike those he had ever heard before. The more acutely he listened, the clearer the noises became. A feeling of enlightenment enveloped his being. He reflected, "These must be the sounds the master wished me to discern." When the prince returned to the temple, the old man asked what he had heard. "Master," he responded, "when I listened more closely, I could hear the unheard, the sounds of the flowers opening, the sound of the sun warming the earth, and the sound of the grass drinking the morning dew." The wise old man nodded in agreement. "To hear the unheard," he remarked, "is a necessary discipline for achievement. For only when an individual has learned to listen closely, with his or her inner ear, to spiritually discern and translate all that is being said or communicated, will he or she be able to uncover the ancient secrets to success, prosperity, and happiness."